Jim Bouton pitches for the Yankees in the second game of the doubleheader, and going for the Cleveland Indians as they try for a sweep will be Gary Bell. Here's Phil Rizzuto.
The umpires as yet have not made their appearance at home plate, but the starting pitchers have been throwing for some time, Gary Bell and Jim Bouton. They had between-game ceremonies at home plate, a very cute idea. They dedicated it to all the mothers here today at the ball game. Of course, there could be only one winner. And again, we want to wish all you mothers a very happy Mother's Day, wherever you may be. And Mrs. Alberta Reedy was the winner. She's from Sandusky, Ohio. And she has three girls and a boy. The whole family came down. Pop came along, too. And she was loaded down with gifts. They gave her everything, including the kitchen sink. Man, she got some beautiful gifts, I'd tell you. A whole trailer full, and then they pulled a cute gag. They said, we have a year's supply of milk for you, and they brought in a cow off a big trailer truck. But it was a wonderful day, and the fans got a big kick out of it. And when she made her speech, she said, well, what made the day complete was the Indians winning the first game against the Yankees, and that brought down the house. To recap that first game for you briefly, it was a battle of home runs. The Yankees had three. Blanchard, Boyer, and Maris hit homers. The Indians had two homers. Romano hit one with two on, though, in the first inning. Johnny went on to get a single and a double and a walk, had a perfect day. Chuck Assegian also hit a home run. But then the Indians picked up their winning runs in the eighth inning off Jim Coates on a single, a sacrifice, an error, another single, and a sacrifice fly. So the Indians won the first ball game 6-4, and the second ball game will be starting shortly. On the scoreboard, Detroit is leading the Boston Red Sox 5-2 at the end of 5. Kansas City and Minnesota 0-0 at the end of 2. Chicago at L.A. not started, and Baltimore beat Washington 3-2 after Jimmy Pearsall had tied up the ball game with a two-run homer in the eighth. Earl Robinson hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth to win it for Baltimore. In the National League, it's Milwaukee 1 and the Mets 1 at the end of 6. Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 4 at the end of 6. The Cubs are leading the Phillies 6-3 at the end of 7. San Francisco at Houston just getting underway. And the Cardinals lead the Dodgers 2-0 at the end of 5. And now here come the men in blue. Out at home plate. Calling balls and strikes in the second ballgame will be Cal Drummond. At first base will be Bill McKinley. Umpiring his second, Larry Knapp. And over third, Frank Umott. Mel McGahey is at home plate already with the lineup cards, and Ralph Houk coming up out of the Yankee dugout with his lineup cards. And now the Indians are only one half game behind the New York Yankees. So this is definitely a battle for first place. Whoever wins this ball game will be in first place in the American League. And one thing for sure, don't miss the Indians when they come to the stadium next time. They've been there once, but they have an exciting ball team, and they've really got some bench depth this year. The Indians will be in New York on Tuesday night, June the 5th, Wednesday afternoon, June the 6th, and then again on Thursday night, June the 7th. So there's your chance to see these exciting Cleveland Indians. A team that can run, a team that has fine defense and plenty of power and some fine pitching. How about that Dick Donovan? He has now 1-6 without a loss so far this year, and it's the second time that he's defeated the Yankees. All right, they break up the huddle at home plate, and there go the Indians out on the field. And walking out to the mound is Gary Bell. Bell has won two and lost two this year. One of his wins was against the Yankees. He's not had too much success against New York through the years. Lifetime record, 4 wins, 10 defeats. And he's at 500 for his lifetime average, 49 wins and 49 defeats. Gary Bell is making his 8th appearance of the year, his 5th starting assignment, and as we told you, his 2nd appearance against the Yankees. He faced him in relief of Sam McDowell on April 22nd. Pitched 4 1/3 scoreless innings and gained credit for the 9-3 victory by the Indians. Last year, Bell did not defeat the Indians, rather the Yankees, but lost to them 4 times. Bobby Richardson will be stepping into the batter's box ready to lead off for the Yankees. In the first game, Bobby was 0 for 4. He flied to left, bounced to first, bounced to second, and popped to second. And Richardson comes into this second ball game with a .248 batting average. All right, Gary Bell is ready. The Indians have Essejian in left, Klein in center, and Kirkland in right. The infield is Phillips at third, held at short, Kendall at second, Francona at first, Romano the Iron Man behind the plate, and Gary Bell ready to send in the first pitch of the ball game to Bobby Richardson. Here's his windup. The pitch is a curve high, ball one. On deck, Tom Trush for the Yankees. Bobby has six doubles and six runs batted in on the air. Fastball high and tight, ball two, 2-0. Frank Rossetti coaching at third. Wally Moses is at first. Pitch is high, ball three. We're nothing on the Yankees leadoff hitter here in the second game. The Indians won the first one 6-4. 3-0 pitch. Strike call. 3-1. Bell is 6'1", 198 pounds, from San Antonio, Texas. Born there, still lives there. The 3-1 pitch, high and tight, ball four. Richardson gets the base on balls to open the second game. That'll bring up Tom Trush, who in the first game was 0 for 4. Fly to left twice, bounce to second twice. Trush batting .268. Francona holding first against Richardson. Sun shining brightly now. Sky starting to clear up considerably. Hubba Phillips comes way in at third base. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Trush. Inside, ball one. Boy, Essejian's playing way over in left center field for Trush. And Tom can go to left field. He's got a big hole out there. Richardson leads away. Pitch is outside, ball two. In the first ball game, Donovan walked only one man, and that was not until the ninth inning. Gary Bell has already walked the leadoff hitter and has a count of two balls, no strikes on Trush. The pitch, strike call. On the outside corner, 2-1. Bobby leading off first base. Pitch is a line drive, base hit to left field. Richardson around second is going to go to third. And Trish holds at first base. And we told you Tom could go that way, and he just slapped that ball out to left field. They gave him a big hole. The first hit of the ball game. Yankees with runners at first and third, nobody out. Here's Roger Maris, who in the first game was 1-for-3, had a home run and a walk. Roger scored twice. Also drove in a run. Batting .298. Nobody out. Runners at first and third leading away. Pitch to Rogers. Curve in there. Strike call. Trush leads off first. Richardson off third. Fastball high and outside. 1-1. Tom has got some adhesive patches on his left hand and his left wrist. Could have been when he made a tag out there on one of the plays, the runner sliding in. Curve, a ground ball to second base. It's a base hit. And around second going to third is Stretch coming in to score as Richardson. That time Kindle was pulled way over to the right. And it was not hit hard. A slow ground ball by Roger Maris to the right of Jerry Kindle. Drives in Bobby Richardson. The Yankees lead 1-0. And they have runners at first and third. Still nobody out. And here's Mickey Mantle. And we got some action in the Indian bullpen already. Barry Lottman is up. That looked like a routine double play ball until we realized where Kendall was playing Maris. Mantle swings and misses a high fastball, strike one. On deck, Yogi Berra. Fastball hit on the ground at second. Kindle goes to held for one. Back to first. Double play, but the run scores. A double play. Second, a short to first. Stretch scores. Mantle does not get credit for an RBI. He crosses a double play. And the Yankees lead 2-0 here in the top of the first. It'll bring up Yogi Berra with two out and nobody on. This to Yogi is a curve in there, strike call. Fastball hit on the ground at second base. Kindle in. He's up with it. And goes to Francona for the out. But the Yankees come up with two runs on two hits. No Indian errors. Nobody left at the end of one half inning. It's the Yankees 2 and the Indians coming to bat. For the Yankees, 23-year-old Jim Bowden, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds. Born in Newark and now lives in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Bowden has won one and lost none this year. And he made his first major league appearance against Cleveland on April 22nd in the first game of a doubleheader. On May the 6th in the second game of a doubleheader against Washington at Yankee Stadium, he hurled a 7-hit shutout, the only one for the Yankees this year. So Bowden's making his second start. Ty Klein will lead off, batting .310. Has two doubles, a homer, 13 runs batted in. Wait a minute, that's five doubles, two triples, and a homer in 13 RBI. Left-hand hitter. Takes the pitch outside, ball one. Klein just went in for defensive purposes in the first game. Did not get the bat. Bowden in the windup. Fastball is low, ball two, 2-0. Bowden has not allowed a run in the 12 innings he's pitched so far this year. 2-0 on Ty Klein. Pitch is over, strike called, 2-1. Bowden's a hard worker out on the mound, and he's going to do a lot of perspiring out there. He's ready. His pitch is high, ball three. 3-1. Here's the pitch. It's over strike two, and it's a full count on Klein. 3-2. out on the Indians' leadoff hitter. Now the payoff pitch. A check swing fly ball to short left field. Yogi's coming in. He's under it, and he's got it. He only made a half swing at that ball, and it looked like it might drop in, but it hung up there in time for Yogi to come in and get it. One away. That'll bring up Tito Francona. Tito was 1-for-3 in the first game. He had a double, a walk, and a sacrifice fly. Also fly to center, fly to right. Batting 293. One out, nobody on. Yankees lead 2-0. Francona takes a curve in there, strike call. Yankees have Barron left, Mantle in center, Marison right. Same outfield they had in the first game. Fouten's changeup line, a base hit to right center. Francona timed that perfectly. A high change of pace. First hit off Fouten. That brings up Chuck Assegin. Assegin was 3-for-4 in the first game, 2 singles and a home run. He also bounced to the shortstop. Batting 365. Pitch to Assegin, a line drive, base hit to right field. Francona must hold it second. He had to hold up as it was a low line drive, and Richardson almost got to it. So Assegin has had 4 hits today. And it brings up Willie Kirkland. Willie did not have an official time at bat. He was at the plate when Don Dillo was thrown out attempting to steal in the bottom of the eighth. He had come in for defensive purposes in the eighth inning. Kirkland's batting 179. I had a picture of Willie in the paper yesterday. After the ball game, he took a shower with his complete uniform on. Shoes, shirt, pants, socks, everything. He said, I've got to wash all the evil out of this uniform so I can get some base hits. Willie's having a rough time batting just 179. We had a little huddle out on the mound with Howard, Tresh, and Bowden. One out. Francona at second, Assegin at first. And Ronnie Sheldon is up in the Yankee bullpen. A stretch by Bowden. Pitch to Kirkland, curve inside, ball one. On deck, Johnny Romano. Again, Bowden sets. Fastball foul back in the upper deck, out of play. One count on Willie Kirkland. The stretch, curve inside, force him back from the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ready for the 2-1 pitch. Here it is, and it's inside, ball three. 3-1. Bowden in a jam here in the bottom of the first. The Yankees got to Gary Bell for 2 runs in the top of the first. Taking plenty of time. Now he stretches. His pitch is a curve inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. The bases are loaded, and coming to the plate, Johnny Romano. Romano in the first game had a homer, a walk, a double, and a single. He was 3-for-3 and drove in 3 runs. Johnny batting 318. Loaded with one out. Infield and double play depth. Yankees lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Full windup by Bowden. Curve is low, ball one. Romano wants plate umpire Cal Drummond to take a look at the ball, and he does. He's going to throw it out of play. So a new ball goes out to Bowden. One ball, no strikes on Johnny Romano. Here's the windup. Fastball, a ground ball to third. Boyer coming in. He comes to the plate for one. A throw to first base. Not in time. He's safe. On a high bouncing ball to Cleet Boyer. McCleet made a fine play charging in and throwing a Howard, forcing the runner at the plate. That play goes from 5-2. Third baseman to the catcher. The bases remain loaded and will bring up Woody Hale. Held in the first game was 0-for-3. Had a walk. Woody batting 222. Joe Pepitone playing first base for the Yankees in his second game. All right, here's the windup. The pitch to Woody. A curve in there. Strike call. Season at third. Kirkland at second. Romano at first with two outs. Woody batting 222. Another curve swung at and foul tip. Strike two, nothing in two. Sheldon is still throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Bowden trying to pitch himself out of this jam. He was in quite a few jams the last time he pitched, still managed to pitch a shutout. Here's a two-strike pitch. Fastball pops in back of first base. Pepitone going back, and he's got it. A nice play by Pepitone on a tough chance. A soft liner that Joe had to back up, flip his glasses down while he was backing up, but he made the play, and Bowden gets out of the inning without a run scoring. For Cleveland, no runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, and 3 men left. And at the end of the first inning of play, the Yankees 2, the Indians nothing, and we pause for station identification. Elston Howard leads off for the Yankees here in the top of the second, batting. Well, he hits the first pitch in the air to short center field. Klein is calling for it, and Klein makes the catch for the out. Ellie was up there batting 226. That'll bring up Joe Pepitone, who didn't play in the first game. Pepitone batting 167. The Giants are at Houston, and the Giants fail to score on the top of the first. And the Cardinals lead the Dodgers 2-0 at the end of 6.5. All right, Yankees 2, Indians nothing in the top of the second. Gary Bell got a little bit of a jam in the first inning, walking the leadoff hitter. Pitches to Pepitone outside, ball one. On deck, Cleet Boyer. Curve hit on the ground, back through the middle, held on the second base side of the bag, throws to first in time for the out. The shortstop came over in second base territory to make the play and throw Pepitone out. That's two away. Brings up Cleet Boyer. In the first game, Boyle was 1-for-3. That one hit a home run. Batting 322. Two out, nobody on. Pitch to Cleet is right in there, strike call. Sheldon has sat down. curve inside, one and one. Bell's 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss, strike two, and he plays that fast one in there. One ball, two strikes. Here's Bell's pitch, and it's high for ball two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Curve is popped foul down the right field line and going out of play. It was on the playing field, but Kirkland could not have reached it from where he was playing. In foul territory, of course. Two and two. The pitch is foul tip in and out of the glove of Romano. Count holds it two and two. All right, Bell starts his windup. Strike three, swinging through the fastball right by him. First strikeout for Bell. The Yankees get down in order in the top of the second, and at the end of an inning and a half, the Yankees two and the Indians nothing.
Your attention, please. We'll host Dr. Sam Turco and Pete Sadiola. Please report to the Commonwealth Office at 8A. Dr. Sam Turco and Pete Sadiola.
In the bottom of the second inning, it'll be the bottom third of the Indians' batting order. Bubba Phillips, Jerry Kindle, and Gary Bell to face Jim Bouton. Bouton got out of a jam in the first inning, had the bases loaded, only one out. But the Indians failed to score. So Bouton still has been unscored on this year. It's a total of 13 innings. All right, Bubba Phillips leading off. Bubba was 1-for-4 in the first game, scored a run. Bouton's pitch to Phillips is in there, strike call. Bouton goes through a lot of motions before he's ready to pitch. The curve swung at and missed, strike two. Nothing in two on Bubba Phillips. The two-strike pitch, a curve line to left field, a base hit. Boy, he golfed a low curveball out to Yogi Berra. Hit it right off his shoe top. That's the third hit off Bouton. It brings up Jerry Kindle, who was 0-for-3 in the first game. Kindle scored one run. Phillips was up there batting 245. Kindle's batting 278. Runner at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Indians trailing 2-0. Pitch to Kindle is low, ball one. Joe Pepitone holding first against Phillips. Quick throw to first, and Phillips is just about standing on the bag. Bouton sets. Fastball pops foul near the Indian dugout. Pepitone is going over. And Joe drops it. He was afraid of the wall, and he was at least 10 feet away. He couldn't take a chance to look to see how close he was. He had at least 10 feet between him and the wall, and his body was leaning back and tried to stretch out for it and hit off the end of the glove. It's an error charged to Pepitone. That's a tough play for an infielder if they can look To see how close they are, he could have realized he could have gone another 10 feet if he had to. A 1-1 count on Jerry Kendall. All right, Kendall got himself a life. The pitch in the dirt. Nice pickup by Howard. Saved out in a wild pitch. He took it right out of the dirt on the short hop. And now Kendall wants the umpire to look at the ball. He does. Cal Drummond finds it okay and flips it back to Bowden. Nobody out. This is the bottom of the second. Indians won the first game 6-4. Pitch is hit deep to left field, but Yogi is getting the range. Wasn't hit quite as hard as I thought it was. When he stroked it, I thought it might be going, but Yogi was there to make the catch. One away. It'll bring up Gary Bell. Bell is 2-for-10, batting 200. This is only the second inning, and that Bowden's uniform shirt is pretty well soaked through. He's a hard worker out on the mound. He throws hard on every pitch. Pitch to Bell, hit high in the air to right center field. Mantle is going back. He's getting under it. Makes the catch deep there. Gary Bell got good wood on that ball. Two outs, and here's Ty Klein. Fly to left field in the first inning. On deck, Tito Francona. Bubba Phillips opened the inning with a single. Still at first. They're two away. Pitch to Klein inside. Howard bluffed the throw to first. Ball one. Curve is in there. Strike called. 1-1. Bubba Phillips leads away at first. Fastball foul back in the upper deck out of play. One ball, two strikes on the left-hand hitting Ty Klein. Bowden set. Curve in there, strike three called. Man, that was a big breaking curve ball. So Bowden gets his first strikeout for the Indians. No runs, one hit, one Yankee error, one man left. And at the end of two, it's the Yankees two and the Indians nothing. Jim Bowden will lead off of the Yankees here in the top of the third. Bowden is 0-for-4 as a hitter this year. Gary Bell. Hard throwing right hander ready. His pitch is in there, strike call. On deck, Bobby Richardson. One strike, curve on a ground ball. Hit the bag. Bell comes over, picks it up, and steps on the bag for the out. Oh, what a way to be thrown out or put out. A base hit taken away. He hit a line drive. It hit the bag on a fly. Kicked directly towards Bell, who was coming from the pitcher's box. Bell picked it up and beat Bowden to the bag. There is the first time I have ever seen that play. I've seen balls hit on a line drive that hit second base and carried to either the second baseman or the shortstop and the runner was thrown out, but never one like that. So it's one out. Here's Richardson, who walked and scored in the first inning. Bobby batting 248. Pitch to Richardson in there, strike call. Two nothing, the Yankees lead. On deck is Tom Tresh. Curve outside, 1-1. Fastball line to center field for a base hit. Line has it on one hop. Richardson gets his first hit of the day. A line single to center field. The third hit off Bell. Brings up Tom Tresh, single to left field and scored in the first inning. One out. They're still playing Tresh. Decision in left center. And Woody held over towards second base. It gives Tom a big advantage because he goes with the pitch. Richardson leads away. Pitch to Tresh. Curve in there. Strike call. On deck, Roger Maris. So Brock did hit a home run in the ninth. That score is tied 7-7, the Phillies and the Cubs. Here's a stretch. Richardson ready to go, and he got a good jump. Swing and a miss. A throw to second. And he's safe. Boy, what a jump Richardson got. Actually, Bobby started, stopped, and then got a running jump on Gary Bell. He steals the base, his third stolen base of the year. Tresh swung right through the pitch and missed it. Yankees have only four stolen bases now. Mantle has one and Richardson has three. All right, Bobby's at second with one out. Two strikes on Tresh.
Stretched by Bell.
Pitch is lined to left field. Asician coming on. He can't get it. It drops. And Richardson rounds third, holds on as a throw comes in, cut off by Bubba Phillips. What a try Asician made for that ball. He got his glove on it, but the impact of his body hitting the ground jarred the ball loose from his glove. Tresh gets his second base hit. The fourth hit off Bell. And again, the Yankees have runners at first and third. With one out, and here's Roger Maris, who singles to drive in a run in the first inning. Roger batting 303. Yankees lead 2-0. Got a good chance to pick up one or more here in this inning. Pitch to Maris, a curve line, a base hit to right field, past the diving Kindle. Tresh must hold his second. Richardson scores and the Yankees lead 3-0. Boy, that was hit like a bullet. And Kindle dove through the air and he almost got it. So now the Yankees have runners at first and second. One out. Here's Mantle. Mantle hit into a double play in the first inning. A run coming across the plate. Richardson has scored twice in the ballgame. Lattman gets up in the Indian bullpen. Mickey batting 347. Pitch to Mickey outside, ball one. Stretch by Bell. Pitch is fouled, coming back. And off the upper deck, coming down below. One and one. Curveball to Mantle outside. Two and one. Yankees 3, Indians nothing. It's the top of the third. One away. Tresh leads off second. Maris off first. Fastball high and outside, ball three. 3-1. Ready for the 3-1 pitch. It's outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Second walk given up by Bell. The bases are loaded, and here comes Yogi, and here comes McGahey. And while the skip is walking out, we'll pause for station identification.
A cheerful earful each Monday through Friday morning on the Bob Cathcart Show. 11 till 1 on the Pacemaker Station, WOKO, Albany, New York. The time is 2.5 minutes past 5.
And that's all for Gary Bell. McGahey made the sign out to the Indian bullpen, and Barry Lattman's coming on. So Bell pitched just 2 1/3 innings. Gave up 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 1. He's allowed 3 runs so far, but all 3 runners on base are Bell's responsibility should they score. Lattman comes on. Lattman pitched in the first game. No, he didn't. What am I talking about? He pitched in yesterday's ballgame. Donovan went all the way in the first game. Lattman is making his 14th appearance of the year. He's won 1 and lost 3. Bell is out of there. Lattman was loosening up in the first game, but Donovan didn't need him. Yogi Bell, who bounced to second base in the first inning, comes up. The Yankees lead 3-0. They've got the bases loaded with one out. Cleveland won the first game 6-4 and are now a half game behind the Yankees. Lattman's ready. Yogi batting 222. Nadler first, Maris is second, Tresh at third. Pitch to Yogi is a curve in there, strike one call. Lattman is 6'3 and 208 pounds. Last year he won 13 and lost 5 and was 1-0 against the Yankees. Curve ground ball hit slowly to second. The run's going to score, but Kendall's throw to first gets Yogi. No chance for the double play. Tresh scores. And the Yankees now lead 4-0. Yogi gets credit for an RBI. So Richardson scored twice, and Trish has scored twice. That run charged to Bell. Now runners are at second and third with two out. Here's Elston Howard, who fly to center field. Nadler second, Maris at third. Pitch to Howard, inside, ball one. Howard is the seventh man to bat here in the third inning. Kelly fouls the pitch over towards the Yankee dugout. 1-1. Lattman wants a new baseball. Two out and two on, two in. High fly to not too deep right field. Kendall and Kirkland after. Kirkland calling for it. And Willie's got it. The Yankees come up with two more runs on three hits. No Indian errors and two men left. And at the end of two and a half, the Yankees 4 and the Indians nothing. In the bottom of the third inning, it'll be Francona, Assisian, and Kirkland to face Jim Bowden. Francona singled his first time at bat. Tito now batting 291. Yankees 4, Indians nothing. Pitch to Francona, high and tight, ball one. Bowden comes back with a fastball, low, ball two, 2-0. Bowden trying to loosen up out there, swinging around, doing some exercise. He had a long inning on the bench. Yankees sent 7 men to the plate, and then the Indians also changed pitches, so might be a little stiff, but the next pitch is in there, strike called. 2-1. One pitch, low ball three. Three and one on Francona. Fastball inside, ball four. Second walk given up by Bowden. And here's Assisian, who's single to right field in the first inning. Chuck has 3 hits in the first game and 1 hit here in the second game. He's raised his average to .377. Pitch to Assisian, low outside, ball one. Milwaukee beat the Mets 3-2. And the Cubs beat the Phillies 8-7. Only final scores in the National League. Here's a ground ball to third. Boyer to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. Around the horn. Third to second to first. So Bowden, who seems to get in a lot of jams, some of the minor ones, but a lot of them. He gets out of them. A double play ball, or he strikes out a man when he has to. Here's Willie Kirkland, walked in the first inning. Pitch to Willie is inside, ball one. Curve low, ball two. Two or nothing. Fastball right in there, strike call. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Big curve outside, 3-1. Two out, nobody on. Ground ball. Pepitone backs up. Flips to Bowden in time to get Kirkland. For the Indians, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left. And at the end of three, it's the Yankees four and the Indians nothing. Joe Pepitone up. He bounced out to the shortstop. Hits the first pitch to deep center field. Way back there. And that ball is over the fence for a home run in deep center field. Man, that Pepitone looked like he reached out for a high curveball and hit it about 450 feet almost in the bandstand in dead center field. Kid's got a lot of power. That's the second home run of the year, and the Yankees lead 5-0. That brings up Cleet Boyer, who struck out swinging in the second inning. Joe Pepitone has hit two home runs this year, and both tape measure jobs, the one in the stadium, was in the bleachers. Boyer takes the ball high. Giants nothing, Houston nothing at the end of three. And the Dodgers now lead the Cards 4-2 at the end of eight. On the outside corner, strike call. 1-1 to Boyer. One pitch low, ball two, 2-1. Curve on the outside corner, 2-2. Rotman a little upset by that home run of Pepitone. Especially the type pitch that Joe hit it on. Look out. If that hit Lettman in the leg, Boyer was fooled on a sidearm curve. He got a piece of the ball fouling it back on the screen, but the bat came out of his hand. Lettman tried to jump in the air out of the way, but it hit him on the left foot. He's all right. And Bubba Phillips retrieves the bat and brings it back to Boyer. As long as nobody was hurt, that was an odd and funny play, but... 2-2 on Boyer. Now Lattman waving at somebody in the stands. Probably his wife telling him, "I'm all right, honey." There's strike three call. Sidearm fastball. One away. Brings up Jim Bowden, who went out on an unusual play when he hit a line drive that hit first base and kicked right to Bell, who was coming over to cover, and Bell ran to the base and beat Bowden there. Top of the fourth, Yanks lead 5-0. Ball low on a sidearm fastball. Cleveland won the first game 6-4. Fastball in there, strike one, 1-1. The ground ball hit to short. Woody Hell to Francona for the out. Two-way. And here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby walked, singled, he stole in the base and scored twice. Pitch to Bobby is a bunt, but Bubba Phillips is there and throws in time for the out. Bobby tried to push it harder by the pitcher and by the third baseman. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth, one run on one hit, the homer by Pepitone. No Indian errors, nobody left. At the end of three and a half, it's the Yankees 5 and the Indians nothing. Romano will lead off for the Indians here in the bottom of the fourth. Johnny was up with the bases loaded and only one out, but bounced to Boyer, who threw to the plate, forcing the runner. The first inning, they couldn't get Romano out. He was 3-for-3. A single, a double, a homer, and a walk. John batting 315. 5-0, the Yankees lead. Here's Barton's pitch to Romano. Right on the outside corner. Barton ready. Low curve is low, 1-1. Howard runs out to the mound to say something to Bowden. One ball, one strike. Curve bounces in front of the plate back to the screen. Two balls and one strike. Fastball hit on the ground. Trash to his right. Up with it. A long throw is in plenty of time to get Romano. Trash got to have one of the strongest throwing arms of any infielder. Maybe not Boyer. That Boyer is in a class by himself. Here's Woody Harrell, popped up to first base in the first inning. One out. Fast ball low, ball one. Pitch is in there, strike 1-1. One fastball, line to center field, in there for a base hit. A line drive single to center. The fourth hit off Bowden, it'll bring up Bubba Phillips to single to left field in the second inning. On deck, Jerry Kendall. Pitch to Bubba outside, ball one. Bob Allen, the left-hander, is up in the Indians' bullpen. Larry Lattman is the third man to hit. Curve low, ball two. 2-0. Pitch is high, ball three. Here's the official paid attendance, 37,415. That's the high for the Indians this year. 3-0 on Phillips, one out. Yankees leading 5-0, bottom of the fourth. Woody Harrell at first. Strike call. 3-1. Fans was yelling because Phillips was taken all the way, and he started down to first base. But it was a good pitch. Here's the stretch. The pitch over strike two, 3-2. The payoff pitch foul back of the plate. Still 3-2 on Phillips. Bowden takes a lot of time between pitches. Now he's set. Pitch a high bouncing ball. The boy is going to have to hustle. The throw off balance. Not in time. That was a tough chance as the ball almost bounced over Boyer's head. He had a backup leap high and get his throw flat-footed. It was a true throw, but not in time as Phillips beats it out for an infield single. A fifth hit off out brings up Jerry Kindle. Kindle flying to left field in the second inning. One away, 5-0, the Yankees lead. Ronnie Sheldon gets up again in the Yankee bullpen. The stretch. Curve to Kindle is in there. Strike call. Phillips at first, held at second. Curve hit high in the air to left center field. Way back there, way back, and that ball is over the fence for a home run for Jerry Kindle. Jerry Kindle hit a high fly that just kept carrying. There goes the slow one. And those are the first runs scored off Jim Bowden all year. And it's now a 5-3 ball game in favor of the Yankees. Kindle's first home run of the year. And boy, he's been murdering Yankee pitching this year. Barry Lapman is the batter. So you never can tell on a day like this, those high flies are carrying here at Municipal Stadium. Pitch to Lapman is low, ball one. Lapman has been up twice with one base hit. That one a double. He's batting 500. .503, the Yankees lead. Pitch is low, ball two. 2-0. Here comes Ralph Houk out of the Yankee dugout. And while Houk's coming out, we'll pause for station identification.
He's here every Monday through Saturday mornings from 6 till 10 to tell you why and to tell you when. Jeff Davis time on WOKO, Albany, New York. The time is 5:30.
Out on the mound talking with Bowden and Howard, and they want Sheldon in there. So that's all for Jim Bowden. Jim has pitched a total of 3 1/3 innings. He gave up 6 hits, walked 2, struck out 1, and has allowed 3 runs. Now he has a count of 2 balls and no strikes on Lapman, and should Sheldon walk him, that walk will be charged. to Jim Bowden. So he would be Bowden's responsibility should he score in this inning. Well, these Indians have an exciting ball team. They battle the Yankees. First ball game was a battle of home runs, with the Indians getting two, a three-run homer by Romano, a solo homer by Assisian. The Yankees getting three with nobody on. Blanchard, Boya, and Maris. Whitey Ford was a losing pitcher in that first game to Dick Donovan. Donovan is yet to lose this year. He's 6-0 and 2-0 against the Yankees. The Yankees leave tonight. No, they don't. They leave tomorrow. And go to Pittsburgh to play an exhibition game and then go up to Boston for a night game Tuesday, a night game Wednesday, and a day game Thursday before returning to Yankee Stadium on Friday for the first home night game of the year against the Minnesota Twins. And the Twins will also be in for Saturday's Ladies' Day and a big doubleheader on Sunday. So Ronnie Sheldon comes on, making his fifth appearance of the year. Sheldon has won one and lost none. Sheldon's a big fella, 6'4", 192 pounds. He was born in Putnam, Connecticut, now lives in Woodstock, Connecticut. Last year was 11-5 with the Yankees, his first year in the big league. So he'll be pitching to Barry Lapman with a count 2-0, on Lapman. Yankees scored 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and the Indians have come up with 3 here on a 3-run homer by Kendall in the bottom of the 4th. There's 1 out and nobody on. All right, Lapman's ready. Sheldon's ready. A 2-0 count on Barry Lapman, who bats him right-handed. A wind-up by Sheldon. Pitch is right in there. Strike call. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Low ball 3. 3-1. The Indian fans did a lot of whooping it up in the first game. This is their first opportunity in this second game. Our first inning, though, they had bases loaded. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Low ball 4. And that walk is charged to Jim Bowden. And Lapman's going to put his jacket on. Brings up Ty Klein. Fly to left, called out on strike. On deck, Tito Francona. One way, the tying run at the plate. Stretch by Sheldon. Curve is outside, ball 1. Again the stretch. Pitch, a ground ball over Sheldon's head. They're going to have to hustle, and they can't get anybody. He's out. Lapman ran into Richardson, so Lapman is out for interference. And here comes McGahey. The rule is that the fielder has the right of way on the baseline, and Lapman ran right into him. And had he not run into Richardson, it would have been a base hit for Klein, and Lapman would have been safe at first. But Lapman is out for running into Richardson, who has the right of way. He bumped into Richardson. And no matter how safe Lapman was for interfering with the fielder, he is out. So Richardson will get the foot out. line is safe at first. There are two out, and the batter is Tito Francona, who singled and walked. That was a big break for the Yankees, because all Latman had to do was dodge Richardson instead of running right into him. He didn't knock Bobby down, just jarred him a little. All right, Klein at first. The pitch to Francona, low, ball one. Klein at first base. Curve outside, ball two. 2-0 on deck, Chuck Kosygin. Larry Knapp called that play. He was right on top of it. You could see it from here as he jarred Richardson as Bobby was going for the ball. Throw to first base. Klein is back. There's a stretch. Pitch, a ground ball at second base. Richardson comes in. Throws to Pepitone for the out. For the Indians, three runs on three hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of four innings, it's now the Yankees 5 and the Indians 3. Tom Tresh, who is 2 for 2. Two singles, has scored twice, comes in there. The pitch to Tresh, a drag bunt attempt, and Romano didn't see it. He couldn't have gotten to it. Latman came all the way in off the mound beyond home plate, but couldn't get it. A strike on Tresh. Tresh batting 298. Latman tying his shoelace. Now he goes to the rosin bag. One strike on Tresh. Nobody out, nobody on here in the top of the fifth. Curve popped in the air to short center field. Klein is coming in. He calls for it and takes it. One away. Here's Roger Maris's 2 for 2 with two runs batted in. Single to center, single to right. Pitch to Roger is a curve that's high. Ball one. Mickey Mantle on deck. Curve foul back out of play. One and one on Maris. Inside, ball two, 2-1. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Curve outside, ball three. An interesting note, Al Downing, the young left-hander that the Yankees had part of last year and spring training this year, pitched a no-hitter for the Richmond club against the Syracuse team in the International League. He won 4-0. Foul tip back, 2-3-2. It was the first no-hitter ever pitched by the Richmond team since the Yankees have owned them. So that's a big plus for young Al Downing in his fight to get back in the big league. All right, here's the payoff pitch to Maris. Strike three, through the fastball right by him. And Latman had a little mustard on that pitch. That's two out, and here's Mantle. Mickey hit into a double play and walked. Mick batting 347. On deck, Yogi Berra. two out, nobody on. 5-3, the Yankees lead. Mickey takes the strike. Mick was 1-for-4 in the first game. Change up low, 1-1. Curve low, ball 2, 2-1. Latman decides he wants a new ball. He rolls the ball in whenever he has to throw to the umpire. Time called at home plate by plate umpire Cal Drummond. Kirk swung at it. Missed strike 2, 2-2. Here's the windup. Fastball high, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch to Mickey. Curve hit on the ground at first base. Francona has it, races to the bag for the unassisted putout. So Latman sets the Yankees down in order. And the top of the fifth, and the score at the end of 4.5, the Yankees 5 and the Indians 3. Chuck Assisian leads off for the Indians here in the bottom of the fifth. Chuck singled and hit into a double play. Had himself a pretty good first game. Two singles and a home run. Batting 370. Indians trail 5-3. Pitch to a season, a ground ball. Boy, what a play. He throws him out. Holy cow. That looked like a base hit all the way, and all of a sudden a glove came from nowhere, and there was the ball. And he threw a season out by about 20 feet. One away, here's Kirkland. Walk, bounce to first. This has always been one of the real good infields. All infielders love to play here. Very few bad hops. Inside, ball 1 to Kirkland. One out, nobody on. Fastball is over, 1-1. On deck, Johnny Romano. Kirkland batting 177. Curve goes all the way back to the screen. Two balls and one strike. Kirkland sure waves that bat funny before he's ready to hit. He lines one to right field. There's a base hit. And now it's posted. Third and a long throw is cut off by Pepper Chow. And Roger got through the ball, but it kicked off his glove and off the wall. And I don't believe he'll get an error. A hard hit ball deep in the right field corner. believe that'll be a triple all the way for Kirkland. First hit off Sheldon. And the seventh hit for the Indians. Yankees lead 5-3. And here's Johnny Romano. Bounced to third and bounced to short. The infield is back. Kirkland, who can run, is up third. There was no error on that play. Sheldon goes to the rosin bag. Waiting for Romano to step in. Now Johnny does. All right, Romano's ready. Sheldon is ready. Kirkland at third with one out. Here's the windup. Pitch is in there. Strike call. Sheldon checks the sign. His pitch is low, one and one. On deck, Woody Harrell. Sheldon takes a look at Kirkland. Here's his windup. Curve swung at and missed, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Sheldon trying to pitch his way out of this jam. He took over for Jim Bowden. There's his pitch. Curves inside. Man, Drummond started to lift up that right hand. And yanked it down in a hurry. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Willie Kirkland, who triples, is at third. Yankees lead 5-3. This is the bottom of the fifth. Cleveland won the first game 6-4. Now the 2-2 pitch. Check the swing. It's inside. It's a full count, 3-2. A full count on Johnny Romano. All right, Sheldon ready for the payoff pitch. There it is. It's a curve hit on the ground to third. Kirkland holds it third. The throw goes to first base in time to get Romano. And that's twice in the second game that Johnny's had a chance to drive in runs. Once in the first inning with the bases loaded and one out and bounced to third. They got the runner at the plate. And here in the fifth inning with a runner at third and one out. He bounces to third and the runner holds at third. Woody Harrell popped to first, single to center. Woody has scored once. Two out. Sheldon's curve is low, ball one. Big windup by Sheldon. Fastball hit in the left field. There's a base hit. And coming on to score is Kirkland. And it's a 5-4 ball game. Woody Harrell loops the single to left field. And now the Yankee margin is cut to one run, and it brings up Bubba Phillips, who is 2-for-2. Single to left and beat out an infield single. Bubba scored once. And let's see what the story is here. There's some motion picture cameras on the field. Some cameramen with some extra equipment. And the umpires want to make sure it's not interfering with any ball that might come over that way and be in play. We had one cameraman hit with a foul ball today, but that didn't bother anything. Except the cameraman. All right, Bubba Phillips the batter. Woody Held at first base. Two away. Stretched by Sheldon. Pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Yogi is moving under it. And he's got it. But the Indians come up with another run in the bottom of the fifth on two hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. And now at the end of five, it's the Yankees 5 and the Indians 4. Curve is high, ball 2, 2-0. Curve in there this time, 2-1, Yogi, who is taken all the way. Elston Howard is on deck. Fastball hit high in the air to short left field. Chuck Assisian is moving under it. And Chuck takes it. Yogi's out. The first out here in the top of the sixth. Howard's flying to center and flying to right. Ellie, who got off to a real good start, then hurt his wrist. And has been in a slump ever since, batting .221. On deck, Joe Pepitone. Pitch to Howard, a curve foul, back of the plate, strike one.
The game continues at the beginning of side three.
Stottlemyre set. Pitch is low. One ball, two strikes. Something about Moose Cowan hitting a home run. That's a ground ball to third.
Nice play by that fan who leaned over. Sidearm curve is in there. Strike two. Boy, that was a pretty pitch by Lapman. A rough pitch for Howard. He came by the way of third base. Another sidearm curve. This one is just outside ball one. He had Ellie stepping in the bucket. That's a tough pitch to hang in there for a right-hand hitter against those sidearm throwing right-handers. One ball, two strikes. He tries it again, and Howard fouls it off home plate. The only danger with that pitch is if you hang that curve inside. And with the batter falling away, it'll hit it 9 miles. One ball, two strikes. Lapman throws a curve hit high in the air and back a third. Woody Held and Bubba Phillips after it. Bubba Phillips moving back, way back, and he takes it in short left field. Howard pops up the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. That's two away. Here's Joe Pepitone. Joe bounced to short and hit a long home run to dead center field. That was the fifth run that the Yankees scored, and that's the run that's got the Yankees ahead in this ballgame, 5-4 here in the top of the sixth. Pitch to Joe. Curveball in there. Strike one call. Ground ball hit to second base, and Kendall throws to Lattman. Not in time, a wide throw, and Pepitone didn't look, but now he's going to second base, and he could almost made third. And Romano, running back, picked up the ball and fell down, and there is Francona again, going way out of his way to get a ground ball. That's about the fifth time that Francona has done that in this series. And it's something that he's got to learn from experience, but he sure had a lot of it in this series. He breaks too far to his right, leaves first base unprotected. And then the pitcher has to come over, and if he's got a fast runner coming down, the infielder hurries his throw. So I guess that's an error charged to Kendall. It's a tough way to get an error on what should have been an easy chance. It brings up Cleve Boyer. Been up twice, struck out both times. And they're going to walk Boyer intentionally to pitch to the pitcher. There's ball three. And Ronnie Sheldon is swinging the big heavy bat, loosening up. There's ball four. Boyer gets a base on ball. Could have been a hit. Pardon me, that's a hit and an error. Pepitone is credited with a base hit and then an error on Kendall's throw, allowing him to go to second base. Seven hits for the Yankees. All right, here's Rolly Sheldon. Takes a pitch high, ball one. Sheldon is 0 for 1 as a batter. The stretch and the pitch is over, strike called, one and one. Outfield playing very shallow on Sheldon. Pepitone at second. Boyer at first with two out. Yankees leading 5-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Strike two, a swing and a miss. Bob Allen, the left-hander, gets up in the Indian bullpen. One ball, two strikes on Sheldon. The pitch outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and two on. Pitch, strike three, swinging. For the Yankees, in the top of the sixth, no runs, one hit, one Indian error, two men left. At the end of 5.5, Yankees 5, Indians 4. This is the bottom of the sixth. The Indians trail 5-4. Jerry Kendall hit a 3-run homer in the fourth inning, leads off. He also flies to left field. And on deck is Don Dillard, who will be coming up to bat for Barry Lattman. Ronnie Sheldon out on the mound for the Yankees. Jim Bowden started, went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 6 hits and 3 runs. Kendall batting 283. Pitch to Kendall. A one hop at a stretch on a line drive. The throw to first. And Pepitone off the bag, and that'll be an error for Stretch. A real bad throw by Tom Stretch. A bull Pepitone about 10 feet off the bag, and Kendall tripped and fell as he got past first, but got back in time. That's the second Yankee error of the ball game. And here's Don Dillard. Kendall hit that ball right on the nose, a one hop at a stretch. Tom had a lot of time, but hurried his throw. All right, Dillard, who pinch hit a single in the first game, and got a base hit. Is up there, batting 222. Tying run at first. Nobody out. Pitch is hit to left field, a base hit. And Kingle's going to go to third base. And holding at first is Dillard. Don Dillard hit one right off the end of his bat, a little squibber in a short left field. Kendall, with a burst of speed, went into third, slid head first. Yogi bluffed the throw to third and then threw to second, but Dillard held it first. So Dillard has come through with two pinch hit singles, one in the first game and one in this game. And now the tying run is at third, the lead run is at first. There's nobody out. The batter is Cy Klein, fly to left, struck out, popped to second. We're going to have some action in the Yankee bullpen. Looks like Bob Turley. That's who it is, Bob Turley getting up. All right, the stretch by Sheldon. Pitch to Klein. A line drive foul. Back into the seats and out of play. This looks like an explosive Indian team this year. Yankees got him down 5-0. They're right back in the ballgame. Indians won the first game 6-4. On deck, Tito Francona. Here's a stretch. Pitch is high, 1-1. Now the Indians have a fast team. A lot of men who can run. Here's a stretch. Throw to first base. Dillard is back. Sheldon leans over for the sign. Now he stretches. Pitch is a base hit to center field. And coming on to score is Kendall. The ball game is tied up. The ball game is tied up 5-5. Mantle came in trying to make a two-string catch. Got it on a short hop and knocked it down. Kendall scored. Dillard stopped at second. Klein is at first. And the batter is Tito Francona. Francona has singled, walked, and bounced to second. A brand new ball game. 5-5. Nobody out. Stretch by Sheldon. Pitch is a bunt attempt foul. Back of the plate, strike one. One strike on Francona. On deck, Chuck Assegian. Allen, the left-hander, loosening up in the Indian bullpen, and Bob Turley, the Yankee right-hander, loosening up. Stretch. Pitch is bunted to the pitcher. Sheldon goes to first base. They get Francona, but the sacrifice is successful. Bobby Richardson covered on the play. Dillard at third. Klein at second. Here's Chuck Assegian. Singled, hit into a double play, bounced to third. One away. On deck, Willie Kirkland. And Ralph Houck has got the infield playing halfway for a possible play at the plate. Score is tied, 5-5. The windup by Sheldon. Pitch is high, ball one as he checked his swing. Hamilton winds up again. His pitch is a check swing over. That's a strong hit. It's a base hit. And he's a throw to the plate. And he's safe at the plate. For you. Ossian tried to check his swing, hit a little fly ball over the drawn in infield. It just went to the edge of the grass. Two runs scored. Richardson received the ball through to the plate. But Ty Klein scored all the way from second base on the blooper. So Ossian gets credit for two runs batted in, and the Indians now lead 7-5. Ossian held it first. Here's Willie Kirkland. Kirkland walked, bounced to first, and tripled. The dangers of the drawn-in infield, of course. You try to get out of the way of a fastball and loop the base hit. There's a foul going out of play over the Yankee dugout. One away. The Indians have scored three runs here in the bottom of the sixth. They take the lead 7-5. Deck, Johnny Romano. Stretch by Sheldon. Pitch is high, ball one, one and one. Legion leaves off first. Throw over there. Chucks back. All right, here's the stretch. Curve hitting the ground to first base. Cut the turn up with it. Goes to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time for the double play. That was a tricky hop of that Pepitone fielded. And through to Trish for the fourth play. So it's two outs, and here's Romano. Bounced to third twice, bounced to short once. On deck, Woody Hell. Two out, three runs in. Cleveland 7, Yankees 5. Pitch Romano is lined to left field. A base hit. Kirkland stops at second base. Now that's 12 hits now for the Indians in the ballgame. Six off Bowden, six off Sheldon. And it'll bring up Woody Held. Held is 2-for-3. Popped the first, single to center, single to left, and here comes Ralph Hauff. Now that could be all for Ronnie Sheldon. Woody Held will be the eighth Indian batter of the inning. It's been a weird inning started by the error on Kendall's ground ball to shortstop Tom Trush. Tom threw wide to first. And a pinch hit single by Dillard, a single by Klein, a sacrifice by Francona, and an excuse-me single by Chuck Ossian as he tried to dodge a high inside fastball, just popped it over Pepitone's head, driving in two runs. The ball just barely reached the edge of the outfield grass. So that's all for Sheldon. And the orchestra's playing I'll Walk Alone as Curly walks in all alone from the bullpen. Sheldon has pitched two and a third innings. He's allowed six hits, didn't walk anybody, didn't strike out anybody, and has allowed four runs. Kirkland at second and Romano at first are Sheldon's responsibility should they score. Bob Turley will be coming on to pitch to Woody Held. Turley's making his third appearance of the year. He's won one and lost none. Bob has just pitched a total of two innings, one inning in each ballgame. Indians now have 12 base hits in this ballgame. In the first ballgame, they had 11 base hits. Yankees had just 5 base hits in that first ballgame and had 6 hits here in the second ballgame. And though the Indians won 6-4 in that first ballgame, the Yankees only had 7 men get on base. They had 3 solo homers. All right, Turley's ready. Woody Held steps into the batter's box. Woody is 2-for-3 in this second ball game, batting .237. He's driven in one run and he scored a run. Kirkland at second, Romano at first. Stretch by Turley. His pitch is a curve low, ball one. Bob Allen, the left-hander, has been warming up for a long time out in the bullpen. Should be good and loose when he gets in there. Fairley's next pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Bubba Phillips. Charlie into his stretch position. Runners lead off first and second. His pitch is high, ball three. 3-0. And Marshall Bridges now gets up in a hurry in the Yankee bullpen. Bridges, the left-hander. Ready for the 3-0 delivery. Here it is, and it's outside, ball four. The bases are loaded. And Bubba Phillips, the ninth man to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Bubba's 2-for-3. 2 singles, fly to left. He scored once. Taking that short windup. His pitch is pulled foul way back in the upper deck. A home run in the polo ground. One strike on Bubba Phillips. Boy, he was guessing for the fastball and he got it, but we're way out in front. Bubba choking way up on that bat. Kirkland at third, Romano at second, Held at first. Two away. Turley's curve is over, strike two. Nothing in two on Phillips. All right, Turley ready. Curve popped in the air to short center field. Richardson back. Madeline and Richardson got it in short center field. But those Indians come storming back for 3 runs. 4 hits. 1 Yankee error. 3 men left. And now, at the end of six full innings, it's the Indians 7 and the Yankees 5. Hi, everybody. Bobby Richardson in the seventh inning. It's a smash to short through into left field for a base hit. Seven to five in favor of the Indians. Bob Allen having come in to pitch. Dillard has gone to left and will hit, of course, ninth in the order. He pinches safely for Latman State in. Tom Trash batting right-handed. Takes a strike from Bob Allen, making his 11th appearance of the year. Fourth against New York, no decision. Ramos loosening up in the Indians' bullpen. Cleveland leading 7-5 after having won the opener 6-4. Coming from behind 5-0 in this game. Trash has had 2 for 3. High, ball one, 1-1. Next pitch is high, ball two. Throw down to first, Richardson back. Bob Allen to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off the foot of Trash. The ball kicks back out on the playing field. A 2-2 count. Bob Allen all set, checks the runner, here's the pitch. Up high, ball three, 3-2. The stretch, check of the runner, and the delivery. Swung on and hit foul beyond third, out of play. Now the stretch by the left-hander and the pitch. Swung on and popped high and out of play down the left field line, almost in the same spot. Once again, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit foul past Frank Crosetti. Once again, Bob Allen is ready. And the pitch. Strike three, call. Trash took it for the third strike. Bob Allen stayed with him. Frank Funk gets up to throw along with Pete Ramos. Now Roger Maris. Two singles and the strikeout.
Bob Allen into the stretch. Richardson leads away from first. And the pitch is a curve over. Strike one. The left-hander all set to go. And the delivery. Upside, ball one, one and one. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and popped up into short left center. Dillard moves over and Klein, and it's Dillard making the catch. Two away. Mickey Mantle, who grounded into a double play in the first inning, first this season, drew a walk and grounded to first. Turns around to bat right-handed against Allen. Indians 7, New York 5. It's the seventh inning. Cleveland won the opener, 6-4. The left-hander delivers, and Mick, on a check swing, fouls it down the third baseline. Strike one. Breaking pitch in on the handle. Left-hander Bob Allen all set. Here's the pitch. It's low and inside. A 1-1 count. And the left-hander's next delivery. In there, strike two, one and two, right over. One ball, two strikes, two outs, one on. The Cleveland left-hander getting the sign from Johnny Romano. Has the stretch. Checks the runner. Oh. And the delivery. In there. Called strike three. Sides retired. No runs. One hit. No errors. One left on. At the end of 6.5 innings, the score remains Cleveland 7 and New York 5. Now the last half of the seventh inning. And here is Jerry Kendall, who has been a real nemesis to the Yankees this preseason. He hit a three-run homer in the fourth to get the Indians rolling. The pitch from Turley's in there for a strike. And then last inning, he went safe on a high throw by Tresh to start the inning. 7-5 Cleveland. Bob Turley's delivery is low, ball one. Marshall Bridges loosening up for New York. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, one and two. $37,415 today. Enjoying the goings on. The 1-2 pitch. High ball two. 2-2.
The 2-2 delivery swung on and fouled back upstairs. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bob Turley into the windup, and the pitch is in there, called strike three. Curved him. Don Dillard coming up. He's pinch hit safely twice today. Getting a single in the sixth inning. Batting for Lattman. Ty Klein to follow. Turley's delivery is outside, ball one. Marshall Bridges loosening up easily at the moment. And the next pitch. It's in there, strike one, one and one. The 1-1 pitch. Curve foul back off to the right of the plate. 1-2. A victory for Cleveland will put them in first place. The Yankees came into town a game and a half ahead of them. The Indians have won 2 out of 3 thus far. And the pitch swung on to high, high pop. That's Boyer calls for it. Way up. He's backing up, and has it. Right in front of Tresh. Ty Klein. Slide to left, took a third strike, popped to second, and singled to center. 1-for-4. Left-hand hitter. Turley's pitch is high, ball one. Jim Grant, who pitched such a strong game against the Yankees on Friday night, beating them 7-1, starts to limber up in the Indian bullpen. Turley's delivery is inside. Ball two. 7-5, Cleveland. It's the seventh inning. Cleveland won the opener, 6-4. Now the 2-0 pitch to Klein. He bunts foul out of play. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. High, ball three, 3-1. And the 3-1 delivery is over. Strike two, full count. Here's a payoff pitch. Ty Klein swings and misses. Strike three. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of seven innings, Cleveland, seven runs, 12 hits, one error. The Yankees, five runs. Seven hits and two errors. Let me double check this. One, two. One, two, three. One, one, one. Should be, I've got eight hits for New York. How many hits you got for the Yankees? Bill? That's what I got. Scoreboard's wrong with seven. Just double checking. I have eight. Take a look at today's Ballantine beer. Take a new look. It's all dressed up in a bright new label. Look for it. Enjoy its golden mellow good taste. Ballantine beer. So great, friends, it rates a bright new label. We pause for station identification. In the eighth inning, Yogi Berra leads off. Elston Howard on deck and Joe Pepitone to follow. Bob Allen in relief of Latman, who relieved Bell, a left-hander, delivers in there. Strike one. Yogi grounds the second twice, flies to left. The left-hander's next pitch swung on to high fly foul down the right field line, out of play. A two-strike count. Fan made a catch and gets a hand. Detroit beats Boston 6-5. Minnesota 10, Kansas City 3 out of 8 innings. Two-strike pitch. Swung on and fouled off. White Sox 5, Angels 1 and a 6.5. Baltimore beat Washington 3-2. In the National League, Milwaukee beat the Mets 3-2. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 6-4. Chicago beat Philadelphia 8-7. Second game, it's 4-3 Cubs at the end of 4. Once more, the pitch is fouled off. Giants 5, Houston nothing, end of 7. The Dodgers beat the Cardinals 4-3. Once more, the two-strike pitch. It's in there, called strike three. And Bob Allen has got it. Sidearm fastball. Elston Howard flies to center, flies to right, and pops to third. Allen's pitch in there, strike one. Good fastball. And the one strike pitch. Curve is just high in the air into deep right field. Ty Klein goes to the fence and makes the catch. Two away in the eighth inning. Bill Scarron coming up. Scarron's hitting for Pepitone. And the pitch. In there for a strike. Next delivery. Swung on and bounced foul down the third baseline. Two strikes. Bob Allen staying ahead of the hitters. Now the windup and the pitch. He almost swung at a pitch that bounced up in front of the plate, held back. One and two.
The delivery swung on. There's a high drive down the left field line. Is it going to be fair or foul? It is a foul ball by, honestly, inches. The ball went over the foul screen, but just, and beyond it, just a little to the left. And Frank Humont gave it the call. Once again, the two-strike pitch. High ball, the 1-2 pitch. Ball two, 2-2. Seven, five Indians, eighth inning. And the 2-2 delivery. Swung on a high fly ball along the right field line. Kirkland going over under it, and he has it. 7-5 Indians, eighth inning. And the 2-2 delivery. Swung on a high fly ball along the right field line. Kirkland going over under it, and he has it. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. End of 7.5 innings. The score remains Cleveland 7, New York 5. The Indians won the first one 6-4. Well, this has been a kind of a hot, warm day in Cleveland. Perfect Valentine beer weather. And if where you are, you're thirsty, how about quenching it with that golden, mellow, good Valentine beer? Real tasty. A taste that begins in the golden west, in Valentine's own golden harvest. A harvest of choice grains of golden barley, specially grown and gathered, and costlier premium hops that sun themselves on the vine for 2 weeks longer. Hops mellowed for 2 weeks longer than the hops that go in any other beer. These gifts of the golden harvest and the skill of the Valentine brewers make the golden mellow good taste you get in Valentine. Clean, crisp, naturally more refreshing. Couldn't ask for any more in a beer. So be sure and ask the man for Valentine beer. In bottles, cans, six-packs, or on draft. America's finest since 1840. So great, it rates a bright new label. Bright new label. Now the last half of the eighth inning. Tito Francona, Scarron, who batted for Pepitone, is in to play first. Turley's pitch is high outside, ball one. Marshall Bridges continues to loosen up easily. In the ninth, it'll be Boyer, pinch hitter for Turley, and then Richardson. Bob's pitch in there, strike one, one and one. Looking to the long haul, watching Turley here is of more than passing interest after the elbow operation over the winter. The pitch is a curve low and inside, ball two, two and one. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive deep to right field. Going, going, it is gone. Eight to five, Cleveland. Corners first of the year. A good solid liner into the right field stand. Now Bob Allen, the pitcher, who has to bat third in the order because Dillard, who hit for Latman in the sixth, stayed in the game and replaced Asijan and left. So here's Bob Allen up, Willie Kirkland to follow, and now it's 8-5 Cleveland. Turley's pitch in there for a strike.
pitch. In there, strike two, nothing and two. Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded towards short. Thresh behind the bag, up with it, throws to Scarron, pulls him off the bag, but he gets back in time for the putout. One away. Here's Willie Kirkland. Walk, grounded to first, triple to right, and grounded to first. Charlie's pitch is swung on, line foul in the upper deck in right field. Strike one. The Indians took a doubleheader from New York a couple of weeks back in New York. Here's the pitch, swung on, bounced down, foul at first base. April 22nd. They hang on to win this one. It will give them 5 out of 7 from New York this year. A complete turnabout of last season, and the Yankees took 14 out of 18 from Cleveland. I guess by logical deduction, that would tend to show how vastly improved the Indians are. They'll be in the stadium for long again. The two-strike pitch. Swung on, the bat is broken, a grounder hits the second, Richardson up with it, throws to Scarron. But bat broke off right at the handle, went flying out toward the mound. Two away, and here's Johnny Romano. Grounded to third short, third and single to left. He's had a great series. He's had 8 hits in this series. And 15 times at bat. They pitch low, ball one. One ball, no strike. Here's the pitch, swung on and lifted foul along the left field line. Boyer chasing it, can't get it. As you watch ball games, everybody makes a contribution either positively or firmly, or negatively, I mean. If you can call something negative a contribution, but it is. But if you had to pick out one thing that turned the whole day, it was Johnny Romano in the first inning of the first game. The Yankees just missed a double play that would have ended the inning for fourth. And two on, and Romano rocked one in the seats for a 3-run homer. And then they finally won it 6-4. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. As you sit around the dugout, you talk to ball players all the time. On doubleheader days, naturally, they like to win the first one. Even if it winds up an even break. It kind of relaxes you a little more for the second game. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Outside, ball 2-2-2. And, of course, I got to put Mr. Kendall in there. And Cleveland pitching overall has been tremendous in the series. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch swung on, fouled off above us. Count holds it 2-2. In this game, the Yankees leading 5-0 in the fourth inning, Kendall, who has been a real thorn in the side of the Yankees this year, belted a 3-run homer. And that got the Indians rolling. Tuesday night, June 5th, Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday afternoon the 6th, Thursday night the 7th, the Indians will be in New York. Here's the pitch. Curve, it's popped high around the mound. Boyer comes racing in under it. And he has it. To retire the side. One run on Tito Francona's first home of the year. One hit, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 8 innings, Cleveland 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors. And New York 5 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Yankees play the Pirates tomorrow night for the Sandlot Baseball Fund. We will not broadcast that game. But we will be back on the air Tuesday night, 7:55, from Boston. And we will also televise that game. And the Yankees will be home with the Red Sox. After the Red Sox series, with the Minnesota Twins. Next Friday night, the 18th, Saturday afternoon, the 19th, the Ladies' Day, and a doubleheader on Sunday, the 20th. The Los Angeles Angels, Tuesday night, the 22nd. Hank Bauer's Kansas City A's, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, the 23rd, 24th. And then the Detroit Tigers. Friday night, the 25th, Saturday afternoon, the 26th, the Ladies' Day, and a doubleheader on Sunday, the 27th, to conclude that homestand. Now, as we get ready to move into the ninth inning, Cleveland leading 8-5. Cleet Boyer comes up. Struck out twice, was purposely passed. Lopez will hit for Charlie. Bob Allen, seeking to protect the three-run lead, is into the windup and the pitch. Swung on, grounded through between third and short to left for a base hit. Dillard tossing it back in. And Boyer singles to left. Now Hector Lopez. Frank Funk in the bullpen for Cleveland. Lopez batting for Curley. Bob Allen into the stretch. The pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. 8-5 Indians, ninth inning. Cleveland took the first game 6-4. Next pitch evens the count, 1-1. The left-hander ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line to Francona, steps on first, and Boyer's double up. A wicked liner down the line. Francona started to dance off. Was the runner leading off, but he couldn't get far. That ball was hit down there, and he's right in perfect position, right on the line. So they're two away, and here is Bobby Richardson with two out of three. The pitch, low and inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, there's a drive in the left. Dillard under it, has it, the ball game's over. And the Indians win a doubleheader, 6-4 and 8-5, the second doubleheader that they have won from New York this year. One in New York and one here, and they have won 5 out of 7. And move into first place by half game. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And as we check the totals, why don't you check the Golden Mellow, naturally more refreshing flavor of Golden Harvest Ballantine beer. And be sure to enjoy Salem cigarettes. With Salem, you just take a puff and it's springtime. Cleveland, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors. New York, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors.
Winds up another Ballantine baseball broadcast.